said tonight's a little bit different, and what I'm going to preach tonight is probably a little bit different for a Wednesday night. I normally would not bring this on a Wednesday. I normally wouldn't do it, but I feel like this is where the Lord's led me this week. Just get back to the basics. Get back to the basics, and I feel like as a church and as a country and just Christians in general, that's what we need to do. We've overcomplicated the gospel. We've overcomplicated things, and I think tonight we just need to get back to the basics. I know in my life, sometimes I just got to get back to what's basic and what works for me. If you got your Bible tonight, I ask if you would stand as we honor the reading of God's Word in John chapter number 3 and verse 16. In John 3 and verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Verse 17, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Lord, I love You tonight. Father, I just want to thank You for an opportunity just to share Your Word tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, You just hide me behind the cross, Father God, and You preach me like a dying man to dying people, Lord. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, You just be with our youth and the college class and the ones that's coming up, Father God, that's going to take hold of this church, Father God, and run with it, Father God. I pray that we just be what we've been called to be to lead them, Father. And I don't know why they're on my heart tonight, Father, but I pray that You'd bless them tonight. I pray that You'd touch them tonight, Father. Lord, I pray that You'd open their eyes tonight, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that our youth, they'd walk with You, Father God. I pray that they'd talk with You this week, Father. Lord, I pray that You'd talk to them. I pray that You'd minister to them, Father. God, for the ones that's older in this place, Father God, our senior saints and the ones that's middle-aged, Father God, just walking for You, Father, I pray that You'd walk with us and You'd talk with us this week, Father God. God, I pray that we'd see You clearer this week than ever before. Lord, I pray this morning or tonight, Father God, that we just get back to the basics, Father God, and we get back to Jesus Christ died for us. You died for me and You died for my sins, Father, and I thank You for that. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, You just move me out of the way. Lord, I pray that You'd bless this word, Father. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. This, a lot has happened in this past week, and I'm sure everybody in here has seen the Charlie Kirk shooting and seen the things that go on, has went on, and to me, that has really hit me hard, and I don't really know why, but it's weighed on me heavy this week. And I promise I'm not going to preach to you on Charlie Kirk. I'm not going to preach to you on politics. I'm not going to preach to you on any of these things. But John 3:17 says, God did not come, He did not send His, 3, verse 17 said, "For God sent not His Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that through Him we might be saved." And that's what Charlie Kirk's message was. I mean, this is my opinion. I'm going to step back from behind the desk tonight. The only time you'll hear me give you an opinion tonight. I believe Charlie Kirk was not killed for political gain. You'll see that all over the news. He was killed for being a politician. He was killed for this and he was killed for that. I don't believe that tonight. I don't believe tonight he was killed for being a supporter of Donald Trump. I don't believe that, not one bit. I believe tonight he was killed for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you look around, and some of y'all may not have ever heard of him, I didn't listen to him a whole lot, but when I seen a video of his, I made sure to stop. I wanted to listen to it because he always pointed back to the gospel. He didn't point back to what Charlie said. He didn't point back to what the Constitution said. He always pointed back to what Jesus Christ said. That man, he was reaching young people. He was reaching old people. He was reaching everybody. And today, I believe it with all my heart that he was probably the greatest outreach for the gospel. That's just my opinion. I can't prove that. But I've stood behind a sacred desk since I was 15 years old preaching the gospel. And I have said it 100 times. I've said it 1,000 times. I don't know how many times I've said it. But I have said that America, we have got it made. And I believe tonight that persecution, when that bullet rang out, I believe with my heart that persecution walked its way into America. I believe it. Man, I pray it didn't. I hope it didn't. I hope we have it just as made as we ever have, but I don't believe. I believe tonight that it's coming a time that you're going to have to take a stand for Jesus Christ. I believe it's here. I believe it's here. I believe it's here. And tonight I want to share with you, I used to watch a show when I was in high school. It was called 1,000 Ways to Die. And man, some crazy ways you can walk out of this world. They is, man, they some crazy ways. You can open your car door, get stung by a wasp, not know it, be allergic to it, and you'll be dead in an hour. There's a thousand ways you can walk out of this world. A thousand ways you can meet your Maker tonight. A thousand ways you can meet Jesus Christ tonight. A thousand ways. Thousands. Can't count them all. But tonight there's only four ways you can stand before Him. You can meet Him a thousand. Meet Him millions of different ways. There's only four ways tonight that you can stand before God. Only four ways you can stand before Jesus Christ. I've preached this message before, and I'm not going to take credit for it. It was preached in the old building at probably one of the last revivals we had. Brother Caleb Blackard brought it. And I don't know if y'all have ever had a message that just grabbed hold of you. You didn't write it down. You didn't pin down the points. You didn't do it. It just grabbed hold of you. And this is probably the only message in my 28 years of living, however long it is, probably the only message I've ever had that has just grabbed hold of me and shook me to my core. And I never forgot it. Didn't have it wrote down anywhere. Preached it several times. And I normally would not bring it on a Wednesday night. But I believe tonight God has pushed us here for some reason. I believe tonight God has pushed me to this point for some reason. There's four ways tonight that you can stand before God. And I want to show you tonight. The first way you can stand before God is a fool. You can stand before God a foolish man. Psalms chapter number 14 and verse number 1 says that the fool says in his heart that there is no God. Psalms 14 and verse 1, it says the fool has said in his heart there is no God. And you say, well, I won't stand there. I believe there's a God. I say there's a God. I do this. I do that. Let me show you who falls into that category tonight. First, all who don't believe. Obviously, the fool says in his heart that there is no God. He don't believe in God. He is a foolish man. I see tonight that the atheists, they will fall under a foolish man. They believe there is no God. Charlie Kirk, last time I'll probably mention him tonight, but I've seen a video of him saying this, that it takes more faith to be an atheist. It takes more faith to not believe in God than it does to believe it. It takes more faith to be a fool. It takes more faith to not believe in God than it does to believe in Him. But this right here is where I believe America is tonight. The average Joe. Man, the average Joe will stand before God as a fool tonight. The average Joe, sit in church Sunday in and Sunday out. Sit in church Sunday in, Sunday out. They sit on a pew, got their name wrote on the back of it. Their DNA is going to be found there 100 years from now because they've sat there in that same spot so long. The average Joe. America, I believe, is here. Matthew chapter number 15 and verse 8, if you would turn with me there tonight. And this is why I believe America's here. Everywhere we look, we've got "In God We Trust." We got the Ten Commandments. We got it, man. We're fighting for it to get back in schools. We fight for it to get back in the courthouses. And but where's our hearts tonight? It says the fool says in his heart that there is no God. Matthew chapter number 15 and verse number 8. It says, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Man, a lot of people stand in church Sunday in, Sunday out. Man, a lot of kids stand in church and they believe they're doing right, and they believe they're doing right, and they're believing that, man, their heart's okay because they're going to church. They're doing good things. They're not bad. They're not drinking. They're not drugging. They're not cussing. They're not running around. They're not doing anything wrong, but their heart is far from God. Tonight, I want you to know it says that a foolish man says in his heart that there is no God. Tonight I see that you can die a fool, but I see you can die a fake tonight. In Matthew chapter number 7 and verse 21, if you will flip over there, Matthew chapter number 7 and verse 21. You can die a fake tonight. Judas was a fake. Judas that walked with Jesus Christ on a daily basis, he died a fake. He died a fake. Matthew chapter number 7 and verse 21, it says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, O Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Verse 22, "Many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name not cast out many devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" Verse 23, "And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Second way you can stand before God tonight is fake. And I believe that's what rocked me to the core when I heard this message the first time it was ever brought to me. And I don't want to be a fake. I don't want to be fake in anything I do. I don't want to be a liar. I don't want to be a cheater. I don't want to be a stealer. But I sure don't want to be fake. I want to be just as straight up. I want to be just as real. I want to be everything I can be. But when it comes to my Christian walk, sometimes I just want to be fake. Sometimes I find myself just being fake, man. I put on the smile. I put on the attitude. I put on everything I need to around Christian folks or to put on that show. And man, I'm just being fake. Just being fake. I see tonight Judas, he walked the walk. Judas, he walked with Jesus day in and day out. Judas, he talked the talk. He talked with Jesus. He talked with him day in and day out. He ate with Jesus. He sung with Jesus. But in John 3:3, Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he should not see the kingdom of God." He said, "Except a man be born again," and I see that Judas, he never died. There was never a death in Judas's life. There was never a death to Judas. There was never a death in his life. And tonight I'm asking you, have you ever died to yourself? The Bible says, "Nevertheless, I am crucified with Christ, for nevertheless it's not I, but Christ that liveth inside of me." See tonight, Judas, he had never been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. It says, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." I believe tonight that you can die a fool, you can die a fake. John chapter number 4 and verse 23 says that for now is the time for the true worshipers. They must worship in spirit and truth. Tonight is the time. The true worshipers shall worship. But I see tonight you can die a fool, you can die a fake, but you can die a failure. You can die foolish, you can die a fake. You can die a failure tonight. Romans chapter number 3 and verse 23. A lot of men have, I don't know how women are. I'm not a woman, so I can't tell you how women are and how they think. But a lot of men, we got pride issues. And a lot of men think they can do anything better than you can, better than anybody else can. They cannot be good at it at all. They think they can do it better. And that's just how we are. Show you tonight in Romans chapter number 3 and verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." But you know tonight, I don't care how good you are, how strong you are, how quick you are, how popular you are, I don't care. Tonight you can die a failure because God says that we do not meet up to His standards. We cannot live up to the standards of God tonight. We will die a failure. Romans chapter 3 and verse number 10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Romans chapter number 7 and verse 19, it says, "For the good which I do, I would not. For the good that I would do, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do." That's what the Apostle Paul said. He's, "Man, the things I want to do, I find myself not doing. And the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing." Man, we're so confused and we're just failures. We're failures. And if all them things slip by you and you don't line up with any one of them things, Romans chapter 8 and verse number 8, it catches you dead on the money. It says, So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. If you got skin on your body, you in the flesh tonight. You can't please Him. You can't please God. It says, "For all have failed short of the glory of God." I want to show you, I just want to tell y'all three stories tonight, three men tonight. I would show you in the Bible. I can show you in the Bible if you want me to, but Just going to walk you through three little stories tonight. See tonight, the rich young ruler. Rich young ruler, man, he was excited. And the Bible says he came running up to Jesus. He came running up to Jesus. Said he fell down on his knees before him and he said, "Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved?" And he said, "Well, you got to do all these things. You got to honor thy father and thy mother. You got to." And he just laid it all out there. And he said, "Sir, I've done them since my youth. I've done everything you've asked me to do. Everything, I checked every box." But he said, "There's something on the inside that it just ain't. There's still a hole there." See, he was a rich young ruler. Jesus said, "Go sell all that you have, give it to the poor. Take up thy cross and follow me." You know what he done? He hung his head. He hung his head. He turned around and he walked out. It says because he had great possessions. For he had great possessions. I want you to know tonight, that rich young ruler, man, he resembles America so much. Man, we're blessed. You're blessed at this church. We're sitting in air conditioner, got heat, got clothes on your back, got good shoes on your feet, got a good home to go to. Didn't nobody walk here that I know of. If you did, you didn't ride a horse and buggy with the flies swatting all over you. You had a ride here. Man, we got it made. He says, "Take up thy cross and follow me." How many times do we hang our head? How many times do we hang our head because we got great possessions? We don't want to give up the blessings of this life. Not to follow God. Said the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. That rich young ruler, I want you to know, he stood before God when he died. Certified fool. Certified fool for not following Jesus. Had the paper to prove it. Certified fool. Certified failure. Certified fake. He done it all. He done everything that was needed to be done, but he was fake about it. He was fake about it. Certified. Stood before the Lord certified. Fool, fake, and a failure. Had all their certificates. Didn't get into heaven. Got the rich young ruler. Next you see King Agrippa. King Agrippa, man, he... Just like that rich young ruler, man, he built a fine life for himself. He was a king, get anything he wanted, have anything he needed. All he had to do was call on it. All he had to do was ask for it. Come down to time in his life, and Apostle Paul was coming in. He asked to talk to the king. They let him in. He said, King Agrippa, can I tell you what happened to me? King says, "Yes, go ahead." He said, "Man, you ain't going to believe it." And I was persecuting people. I was killing Christians. I was killing them left and right. Man, I thought I was the biggest, baddest man on the block. Had it made. Couldn't nobody touch me. He said, "But I was on the road to Damascus. When something struck me down." He went in telling his testimony about how Jesus had reached down from heaven and saved his life. And well, he started pleading with Apostle Paul, or King Agrippa. He said, won't you please, just give your life to this Jesus who saved my soul. Won't you please just do it? Won't you just please give your life to Jesus?" King Agrippa, boy, he sat there and he thought. He said, "Paul, almost." The Bible says he said, "Almost you persuade me to be a Christian. But I've counted my cost. I'm going to have to give up too much." He said, "Almost." And I tell you tonight, young folks, to be almost saved is to be completely lost. To be almost saved, to be almost into heaven, is to be completely lost. King Agrippa, he stood before God with a pile of certificates. Certified fool, certified fake, and certified failure. Stamped right on his head. Certified. There's another man, if you look on down in the Bible, It come down to the end. He's at his deathbed. A lot of folks, a lot of young folks, y'all think y'all got it. Got plenty of time. Got plenty of time. Man, I look back and I thought I was just in high school about a year or two ago. My 10-year reunion's next, this coming up here. A couple months, I think. Think you got plenty of time. Before you know it, man, this life's done flowing by. Man, you think a drink here, man, I tell you this, I always said when I was 19, I'm going to start dipping. Man, when I'm 19 years old, I'm going to get me a dip. Well, about 2 weeks before my 19th birthday, I got me one. And I said, you know what, this ain't going to last very long. I'm just going to do it for a short time. I give it up. Before I know it, I blinked my eyes. I was in 5 years deep. 5 years deep, not only was it just nicotine, then it had done one a little bit deeper. And then that one a little bit deeper again. And man, before I know it, Satan had a chokehold on me. Man, laying on my deathbed, and I didn't even know it. And you don't know how much time you got. Charlie Kirk, 31-year-old. Had a full day planned, I'm sure. Probably had dinner plans with his wife. And he wasn't sick. He wasn't nothing. Gone in an instant. The book of James says, what is your life but for a vapor? Here today and gone tomorrow. But I see this man, the third man I want to tell you about, he was on his deathbed. He's hanging on a cross. They was crucifying him. There was two other guys there. Boy, and they was all ragging on Jesus. Jesus was in the middle. So there was two malefactors there. And one of them, malefactor's a criminal. Man, he was there. One of them, he was there. Boy, he was ragging on him. Well, if you be Jesus, if you be the Christ, won't you just save us? Save us all. Laying on his deathbed, mocking God. You know why? Because Satan done had a death grip on his throat. Thought he had time to get it right with the Lord. He didn't. Had the King of Kings and Lord of Lords sitting on his left side, and he didn't even know it. Mocking him. That man, I want you to know, he stepped into eternity. Pile full of papers. Certified fool, certified fake, and certified failure. Boy, I got to studying that this week, and I got me a pile full of papers. And I'm certified in every category. I'm a fool, man. I'll mess something up in a heartbeat. Man, I'm a fake, man. I'll certify. You look at Jake Gunner, I'm a failure. I'll fail you in a heartbeat. Got a text message this evening. Savannah said, so-and-so wants to know if you think you can handle this. I didn't know what it was, so I looked it up. And it was a little swing you put up. I could probably handle it. I ain't got no tools. So I can't handle it. Savannah said, oh, you can handle that either. I ain't got no tools. I can't do it. I'm a failure. And I'm certified failure. Certified. Well, when I got thinking about how I'm certified and all them things, man, just a letdown. Just a letdown. I read on down in that text there that said not only was there a man on the left-hand side of Jesus, or on the right-hand side of Jesus, there was another malefactor on the other side. And he said, do you not fear God? You over there mocking him, and you over there, you not know this is Jesus Christ? Man, we deserve our punishment. He ain't done nothing wrong. And he said, Lord, if what you're telling me is really true, that you are the King of Kings, you're the Lord of Lords, you can wipe my slate clean, if you can get me into heaven, if you can take the drugs, if you can take the pain, if you can take the alcohol, if you can take it all away from me, Lord, can you just save me? That man was on his deathbed with a pile full of papers too. He was a certified fool, fake, failure. Anything you wanted to name him, that's what he was, and he knew it. He knew he was dead. He knew he was a goner. But I looked down and Jesus said, today, you can be with me in paradise. I see tonight you can die a fool, you can die fake, you can die failure. Tonight I'm certified in all them things, but I'm telling you, when I stand before God, I'm going to stand forgiven. I'm going to stand certified, forgiven. All them other things done been washed away. All my papers that I'm going to stand before God with done been washed away. And all he's going to see is the blood of Jesus. Tonight I want to show you tonight in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 10. How can I stand forgiven? How can I stand forgiven tonight? Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want you to know tonight, hey, man, we've overcomplicated the gospel. Man, we try to fix up the nicest sermons. We try to fix up the church. We try to, man, we put so many rules and regulations in church. Man, we worry to death about somebody walking in church with the wrong attire on. Maybe they didn't take a bath before they come. Maybe they got a whatever. Getting the floor dirty when they come in. We've overcomplicated the gospel. And all it is if you believe on Jesus Christ. Remember that jailer when they had the disciples and locked up in prison, Paul and Silas, and had them locked up in prison. And Jesus shook the, y'all remember what I'm talking about? He shook the chains off of them, and the soldier or the guard, he went to kill himself because at that time, if a prisoner got out, he got the jailer that let him out. He got every charge for every prisoner put on his head. Man, when he woke up from his nap, the whole jail done been shook. Man, the whole jail done been shook. Whole jail done been set free. He's going to kill himself. They cried out, don't do no harm. We all here. He fell on his knees and he said, what must I do to be saved? You know what they answered him? Only believe. Only believe. Tonight I believe tonight that the church has got to take a stand. I told you that I believe persecution's here. I believe it's in America. I believe it has knocked. It's quit knocking. I believe it's opened the door and it's come on in. But I also believe tonight that bullet, it didn't only ring persecution. I believe it also might have just sparked a revival. I believe it might have just sparked a revival in this nation. And this is my opinion once again. I don't believe Jesus Christ is coming back tonight. I don't think he would. I think he's giving us a chance to get our hearts right with God tonight. I think he's giving America a chance to get their hearts right with God. But I believe when that revival's over, I believe he's going to wipe his hands. Boy, now it scares me to death. It scares me more now because I got a daughter, I think. I don't know. But I think when this revival's over with, I think he's going to wipe his hands, and I think he's going to bust that sky, Brother Whooper. I think he is. I believe he is. You say, well, how long do I got? I don't know. That revival could be 2 days. It could be 2 months. It could be 20 years. I don't know. But I know tonight when I walk out of these doors, I want to stand forgiven. If I was to die before I hit that back door tonight, I want to know I'd stand before God forgiven. I want to know my family stand before God forgiven. Tonight I'm not going to do nothing crazy. I'm not going to have an altar call or nothing like that. But there's some men in this building, Brother Tony back there, Brother David, Brother Whooper, Brother Austin, Brother Les. There's some women in this room too who lead you to the Lord if you need to be led. Tonight I wouldn't even turn my head towards that back door if I lined up with being a fool. I wouldn't do it. Man, you're playing a dangerous game. If I lined up with being a fake, I wouldn't turn my head towards that door. Boy, if I failed God, I wouldn't turn my head towards that door till I got things right tonight. I ask you tonight, how will you stand before Jesus Christ? Lord, I love you tonight. Lord, I thank you so much that you saved my soul. Lord, so many times, man, Satan tries to push the church down. He tries to quieten us with reminding us that we've got the papers, man. Certified, fool, fake, and failure. We ain't no good for nothing. Lord, but he forgets that you wiped all that clean. He forgets you washed it all. Lord, I pray that you bless this congregation tonight. Lord, I pray that you bless the ones listening on the radio tonight. Father God, I pray that you touch them, bless them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you be with our pastors. Him and his wife going on vacation. Lord, I pray that you bless them tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, somebody's lost in this place. I pray they can't make it out that door. Lord, I pray they're hit their knees right where they're at, Father. Lord, I show love you and I do thank you. It's in Jesus' name.